You're tuned to 2CBD FM, your local community radio station here in Glen Innes and Deepwater, and I'm speaking to Cassandra this morning from the Glen Innes Jockey Club, who I believe is probably very, very busy this week.
How are you going? Yes, we are. We're extremely busy. The committee's actually over at the Jockey Club at the moment, setting up and putting everything in place.
So are you telling me that you got out of the hard work to come and speak to us today?
I did, yes. I'm doing all the important stuff. I'm trying to drive the community and also the wider district to come along on Saturday. Obviously, after the year that's been, we think it's a wonderful opportunity for the community to band together and catch up and try and bring in a new year full of good things.
Well, tell us about some of these good things. I've just been looking at your event listing on Facebook, and there's a heap going on.
Yeah, no, we have a pretty a great day, very jam-packed, although we have, of course, taken into account our COVID-safe plan. The gates open at 11:30 a.m., and tickets can be purchased at the gate. So a lot of people have asked if they need to pre-purchase tickets. You do not need to pre-purchase. All tickets are available at the gate, and the gates open at 11:30 a.m. It's $15 for adults, and under 16s are free to enter.
So from 11:30, what happens throughout the day?
Yep, so it's a six-race program. If you haven't been to the races before, the Glen Innes Cup is known as one of the best as far as country racing goes. So throughout the six race program, we have some entertainment, we have some really nice experiences, a lot of glamour, so fashions is a big part of the day. We also have barbecue and food vans, bookies and tab, and it's really just a very social occasion and quite a beautiful social occasion as well. We've got some nice styling. This year we have an introduction of a new experience. So the sponsors garden marquee, which is Trackside, that's very much to give back to sponsors this year who have supported and continue to support the Glen Innes Jockey Club. And we're very thankful for our major sponsor, the Glen Innes Services Club this year, who has helped make this possible. So the sponsors marquee is it's a 30 metre long marquee, and it's going to be styled quite nicely. We have a beverage and canapes package, and we also have the local Glen Innes catering. So it will be quite a fine experience for our sponsors and their guests. And we also have some tickets available for general public. So we're looking forward to seeing how that rolls this year. Of course, it's a bit of a bold move in addition to the day, especially coming off the back of COVID. So yes, we are looking forward to that.
Excellent. Well, it does sound like a jam-packed day. Well, you mentioned fashion, so I may need to put some work in beforehand.
Yes, fashions is a big part of it. And this year we have local Dione Goard as one of the judges. She's definitely a fashionista, and she'll be looking for a touch of vintage throughout the categories of fashions in the field.
Okay, just on that point too, I noticed walking up and down Grey Street yesterday, there's a lot of our local shops have some really interesting looking and really lovely looking things out ready for the races. So
you don't
need to leave town to glam up.
Absolutely. We are very big on supporting the local businesses. So if you are looking for that little bit of extra glam for the races, get down to Grey Street and check out all the fashions available at many of our nice little boutique stores.
Beautiful. Well, thanks, Cass, so much for coming in. Just to recap, gates open at 11:30 this Saturday for the Glen Innes Cup, and you don't need to pre-book. You can purchase tickets at the gate.
Absolutely. You can purchase tickets at the gate. We also have a capacity in our COVID plan of 3,000 guests for the day. So that's quite a lot. That's a big crowd that we can cater for, which is really exciting. And the committee has had a tough year like every other committee. So it's wonderful to see that we have banded together. And of course, with the time frame, we've been able to go ahead where a lot of country race days had to cancel for the year. So we're very lucky and looking forward to providing a great day for the community, and we look forward to seeing everyone there.
Wonderful. Well, look, it not only does it sound like a fun day, but a fantastic way to top off what was really quite a crappy year last year. Let's kick off 2021 with a glamorous bang, and if you've got nothing to do on Saturday, get out and support the event. Thanks for coming in, Cass.
Thank you.